This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials are still deciding where to dock a cruise ship in California with thousands of passengers aboard, at least 21 of them infected with the coronavirus. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Grand Princess was forbidden to dock in San Francisco amid evidence it was a breeding ground for a deadly cluster of more than 10 cases during its previous voyage. One death is linked. Officials want to test everyone aboard and may let the passengers off for quarantine. Yesterday, while touring the CDC, President Trump said he prefers to leave them on the ship.
I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship.
But Trump says the decision is up to the experts. In the meantime, they've been airdropping supplies and coronavirus test kits to the cruise ship. I'm Julie Walker.
The Italian government plans tough new measures to control the virus outbreak there. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has canceled his regular appearances in public to avoid crowds gathering to see him. Francesca Lina has details.
The Vatican said that on Sunday, the 83-year-old pontiff will not address crowds from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, and for the time being will opt for video streaming instead. Italy is the worst-hit European country, with a death toll of nearly 200. The leader of the country's co-ruling Democratic Party, Nicola Zingaretti, confirmed on Saturday that he too had contracted the virus.
Anche io ho il coronavirus.
On Saturday, France, Germany and the Netherlands all reported a rise in the number of cases, while Malta, Slovakia and Serbia confirmed their first infections.
That's Francesca Lina reporting from Reuters. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.